also the electronics, there were not so much integrated circuits available as now. Mm-hmm. And we had also in Video 2000, we had direct drive motors for the reels. Mm-hmm. So it was, in principle, it was a five motor concept. One motor left reel, one motor right wheel, a threading motor, a capstan motor, and a drum motor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you had also a lot of electronics necessary to supply the energy into these circuits. And in Video 2000, also the dynamic track following system need extra electronics. Mm-hmm. And also for quality reasons, in that time, that was in 1979, we introduced the V2000 system. We had the quality was not the quality of today. Yeah, and so we tried to separate the electronic parts into modules, mm-hmm. and the price of one module should be so low that it has to be thrown away and replaced by another one, yeah? Mm-hmm. Because electronics were so intensive and so much in the set that it was not thought that a repairman could manage all the whole process. Mm-hmm. So in the build up of a recorder, we had a basic PCB, printed circuit board, mm-hmm. and we had a lot of modules with a very heavy transformer on the one side, a heavy deck, and so on. So mm-hmm. the 17 kilos came up. And this was always, for the laboratory people, a real drawback, because we always made field testing, mm-hmm. especially in France, because they had a SECAM system there. Mm-hmm. And it was horrible to with such a suitcase walking around all through Europe and so on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was regarding the weight and so on. To the Video 2000 system, we were on the technological edge. Mm-hmm. You have heard that track width was 22 microns. The track length of one track is about 100 millimeters, so mm-hmm. a little bit more. So if you look, 100 millimeter by 0.022 millimeters. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And you have to follow that angle. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we have used dynamic track following. Mm-hmm. But not only the reduction in tape consumption made it difficult to have a picture quality. There were some new systems for the picture improvement necessary. In the N1700 model, the signal to noise ratio from the video heads was sufficient to have a noise-free picture at playback. Mm-hmm. This was no longer so with the Video 2000 system, and is still also not so with VHS system. Mm. There is use of dynamic pre-emphasis. Mm-hmm. That means you have more de-emphasis in areas, and you switch off the de-emphasis at transients. So you have sharp steps and clean areas. Clean and noise-free areas. This was also necessary to have the systems Video 2000 and VHS also clear for the customer with a good signal-to-noise ratio. Mm-hmm. And you have also heard that Video 2000 has nearly half of the tape consumption compared with VHS, and still we made a system in the latest years of Video 2000, we made an 8-hour machine.